Lead Festival Podcast Network, hosting a range of shows from food and drink, healthy living, music, and so much more. Supported by the Cora Foundation Enabling Neighbourhoods and Communities Grant, the Cora Foundation helps improve the lives of individuals and communities experiencing disadvantage all across Scotland and in developing countries. Hi everyone, I'm Carrie B and welcome to Love That Track. This is your brand new podcast focusing on great music and the reasons we love those songs. Hello to you, dear listeners. Here we are with the April 2022 Love That Track playlist, and I've got to hold my hands up this month. I'm usually very organised and have all of my creative projects planned out well in advance, but this month has just snuck up on me, and here we are the day before publishing this podcast, and I'm still finalising the playlist order and generating the social media images. It's fair to say that I've had a pretty hectic start to 2022. My new role as the Festival Coordinator of Leith Festival has really stepped up a gear this month, and on top of that I've been getting ready for the release of the new Make On Heights single, which drops on the 29th of April. Pre-save link is in the show notes if you want to help your girl out there. So in between the makeup trials and photo shoots and video shoots and studio sessions and all the planning that goes with self-releasing original music in 2022, I've just been putting this month's recording off in favour of spending a little bit of extra time on all those things that I've just mentioned. So for this playlist, we're going to have a little deep dive into some of the tracks that have been soundtracking my life in this past month, keeping me motivated, inspired and focused as I work my way through approximately a million tiny little tasks. First up is a track called Cameo, taken from the brand new Kavinsky album called Reborn. This French musician, producer, DJ, actor, all-rounder has just released my most recent musical obsession. To be honest, I have mainly listened to this album on repeat this month, and I've chosen the track Cameo to share with you. But if you like your electronica with a touch of retro synth stylings, I cannot urge you enough to get this new album onto your listening lists. It's just sublime. Very occasionally does a full album grab me in the way that this one has. And I don't know if it's just because it's dropped at a time that I'm really focused on this style of music as I move forward with the release plans for my own band this year, or if it really is just going to be one of those all-time favourite records that sticks around. Only time will tell, I guess. If you're not familiar with Kavinsky, he's the guy that's responsible for the music that soundtracked the Carey Mulligan, Ryan Gosling film Drive. And if you like this track and the new LP, you're going to love his back catalogue. Suggest you start with the Drive soundtrack. And if you haven't seen the film, watch it. It's one of my favourites. So first up is Cameo by Kavinsky. Next up, it's the return of Chasing Status with a track called Mixed Emotions. They've got a brand new album due out this June, and I'm a huge fan of their earlier singles. I even used to do a cover of their track Time with my old band Sacre Noir. So obviously I was really excited to be getting some new music from these fine purveyors of drum and bass, and Mixed Emotions is a lovely summery tune with all the usual layering of synths and soulful vocals that you'd expect from Chasing Status. I guess if it ain't broke, don't fix it, eh? So Chasing Status, Mixed Emotions, track 2. The next few tracks on this playlist have been on repeat as we lead up to this year's Liverpool Sound City Festival. So I am a huge fan of Liverpool Sound City. I've been a bunch of times. The first time was back in 2011, I think, and I saw Ed Sheeran in this cool little venue called Bumper just right before he was about to blow up with the A-Team single. One of the last times we were there, maybe 2018, 2019, we discovered an amazing band called Wake Islands. Again, it was a tiny venue somewhere in Liverpool's Baltic Triangle. So number 3 on this month's playlist is one of my favourite Wake Island tracks. It's Comme Ça from their 2021 LP, Born to Leave. This is just really such a cool slice of electronica and it always makes me feel happy. Like the sun is setting on a perfectly warm summer evening. It's lush with synth pads and these wonderful theremin swells. Go check them out if you're into some really intelligent electronica. That's Wake Island, who are the first in my Sound City Spotlight section for this playlist. Number four, and the second of my Sound City picks, is Prioritise Pleasure by Self Esteem, who's actually headlining the closing night of this year's Liverpool Sound City Festival on the Sunday. So I've been listening to pretty much everybody say for about a year now how amazing Self Esteem is and that the live show is really where it's at. I'm super excited to be able to finally get to experience that for myself at the end of this month. This is by far and away my favourite track from the LP, so I'm wondering if the live experience is going to change that for me or not. But this is Prioritise Pleasure by Self Esteem. And to round up my little run of Liverpool Sound City listening, it's Matilda Mann's The Loch Ness Monster. It's just a beautiful track from her 2020 EP. The EP's called If It Makes Sense. One of the best things I think about booking your festival tickets early, like getting those early bird tickets before anything's been announced really, is those lovely surprises that you get when the lineup is finally announced. The last time I was there was actually 2019. I've just spotted my lanyard. And the highlight for me was the Bella Union showcase at Birdies, where I managed to see Pompoko, Leila Moss and Bryn Harvey all in the same space. I didn't have to move. I just sat there soaking up this amazing trio of acts from one of my favourite labels. This year, the lineup delight for me was discovering that Matilda Mann is going to be performing. So I thought I would put on this month's Love That Track playlist one of her songs that I have had on pretty much all of my playlists since it was first released back in 2019. This track, The Loch Ness Monster, has been on my Chill Out playlist, my Obsess playlist, my Bath playlist, my What's Going On With The World playlist. Everything. It's all over my playlist. So here it is finally for you guys on the Love That Track April 2022 playlist. I'm really excited to be able to see this artist live as well. What do you love about getting festival tickets early? I think you really only do it with festivals that you love and you know. So I adore Liverpool Sound City. It's really 3 days. The first day is like a networking conference with loads of panels from, you know, so-called industry gatekeepers and those people who run businesses that can help DIY musicians like myself. The next 2 days are festivals. It just takes over Liverpool and it is like 300 plus bands, artists, acts from all around the world really, but mainly UK bands. There's something really wonderful about Liverpool that May Bank Holiday weekend. It's usually sunny, so it's good vibes and it's just a weekend immersed in amazing music. So if you don't know Liverpool Sound City, please check them out. But please let me know what some of your favourite festivals are and the things you love about getting your tickets early for those festivals. So that was number five in the playlist, and I'm going to move away from Liverpool Sound City and just get back to some of the other things I've been listening to this month. So number six in this month's playlist is Should Have Been Me by Mitski. There's something just effortlessly 80s sounding about this new release, from the big production and the use of all the instruments to the kind of solid structure, I think, as well. It's got a bit of an 80s vibe about it. Maybe it's like the jaunty rhythm guitar parts in the chorus. I can't quite work it out, but whatever it is, I love it. I love this track. It's come from a new album by Mitski called Laurel Hell. And it was developed and recorded during lockdown in 2020. And I think just like a lot of the records that were produced during that time, it's benefited from space. And it's really helped produce something very special, I think. This record's just a delight from start to finish. It's vulnerable and calming and relaxing and questioning. And it's just a real delight to listen to an album from start to finish and won't, again, like the Kavinsky album and want to listen to it again in the order that it's been given to you. It's maybe a new thing for 2022, is listening to albums rather than just one-off tracks. However, next up is a track that was actually released in 2020, but I've only just discovered it, and it's Middle of the Night by an American singer-songwriter called Ellie Dewey, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right, because I've really only just discovered this girl, even though she has been about for a reasonable amount of time and has appeared on tons of collabs. So I love it when I just discover a track like this. It popped up on a playlist, a recommended playlist, and yeah, whoever recommended it was right. I love it. First up, what a voice. What an amazing voice. And secondly, how cool is the intro acoustic guitar riff and that carries on throughout the kind of verse sections? It's amazing. It's got a really great tone and yeah, I love that. I love the use of rhythm throughout this track, the hand claps, the ticking beats, the 6-8 vibe. It's all very cool. And if this is the future of pop music, then I am all in for it. Ellie is making some memorable and effortlessly classic sounding tracks that are just catchy in all the good ways. Not like an annoying song that you can't get rid of, but a little riff that keeps reappearing at random times of the day. And of course, as the title suggests, in the middle of the night. So that's track 7 by Ellie Dewey, I think, and it's called Middle of the Night. It's really cool. Talking about great opening riffs, taking up the number 8 spot in this month's playlist is Like Your God by Mero. And this is another artist whose name I've got no idea how to pronounce, so I'm just going to say Mero. It's M-E-H-R-O. Who knows? But this has come from a recent kind of 2-track release, which was titled Dark Corners, but neither of the tracks on it are called Dark Corners. So I don't know what that is, if it's single, EP, short EP. I don't really know what we're doing now on Spotify. I think it's to do with the way that you have to release things to hit algorithms and catch the attention of everybody that you need to catch the attention of. But it's cool. It's a really cool track. I especially love the backing vocals at the chorus. And the lead vocal delivery is almost whispered. The dynamic journey of this track is awesome too. It's a real lesson on structural features and embellishments. Mero is apparently a content creator over on YouTube and is a bit of a social media influencer too. So I'm not sure that I'm really going to be introducing this artist to many folk. But if, like me, you tend not to keep up to date with the 20-something content creators of this world, but do love a good tune, then this one might be for you. This is Like Your God. The penultimate track in this month's playlist is a collaboration between Georgia, whose track Never Let You Go was on constant rotation everywhere back in 2019, and an artist that I've been following for a really long time now called Roan. The track is called Waves of Devotion and it is taken from the 2021 LP, which was imaginatively titled Roan and Friends. It is a collaboration album. Gentle and dreamlike in every element, this track is a real triumph in the world of collabs, I'd say. The production sensibilities of Roan with the layered, intricate sounds and those of Georgia with the more ethereal touches is a real modern delight and in perfect harmony with one another on this track. I really hope they work together again. Track number 9, Georgia and Roan with Waves of Devotion. And the final track of the April 2022 Love That Track playlist is by Tricky, featuring NTO, with a track called Loving You Always. There's always a Tricky track or two in my recommended listening lists, and this one has been on repeat pretty much since it was released a few months ago. Tricky is an artist that I hold in the highest esteem. He is always, always producing tracks that seem to instantly pull me in and make me want to pay attention to the beats and the words, to the bass sounds, the pads, to the way it makes me feel, to the vibe, the overall vibe. He's just got something that I am fascinated with. He's got that knack. And he also pretty much always manages to bring new vocalists and producers into my world that I then become enthralled with. NTO is no exception on this list, which obviously includes people like Martina Topley Bird and Marta, and for me, Alex Mills, just to name a few. This is the most recent Tricky track. It is another slice of genius from someone who I think is fantastic. I don't know if you can hear the traffic outside beeping along and agreeing with that. So Tricky featuring NTO. The track is called Loving You Always. It is classic Tricky with another wonderful collaboration that is going to lead me down a new rabbit hole of discovery, I'm sure. And that is it for another month. All the links are in the show notes, so that's the playlist featuring all the tracks I've just been telling you about. the Instagram page, so you can stop by and tell me how much you love this month's playlist picks, and also the pre-save link for the brand new Make On Heights single Headlights, which will be out on the 29th of April. Please do hit all those links and don't be shy about letting me know which tracks you love this month. That's it for just now, guys. Thanks so much for listening. Take care. Thank you so much for listening. If you've enjoyed this episode, be sure to hit the subscribe button and you'll be notified whenever a new episode is posted. Leith Festival Podcast Network. If you'd like to know more about Leith Festival, simply visit leithfestival.com. You can also hit the support button to make a donation or find out about volunteering opportunities and other ways that you can help us to help the community.